Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the Book of Esther. We're learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. And we're wrapping up Perek Beis. We're wrapping up the second chapter of Esther today, and I want to look at the Medrash that says that Esther ate seeds in the palace of Ahasuerus. Where does that come from? What is this telling us? So our story actually begins not in Megillas Esther, but in Daniel. Remember that when Yechoniah was king, the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar came through Eretz Yisrael before he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and he exiled Yechoniah and the leaders of the Jewish community of that time. That includes Mordechai, as we're told in Megillas Esther, in chapter 2 of Megillas Esther. It also includes Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And we are told that, we're told this in the beginning of Sefer Daniel, that the king wants Jews to stand in his royal court. He wants them as trophies, essentially. Presumably he did this with lots of nations whom he conquered. And he's looking for youths who are of great appearance, tovei mar'eh, and who have wisdom and they can be trained to stand in the palace of the king. There's a lot to be said about this story. I have shiurim on Daniel on YU Torah, but we're not going to be able to do the story in depth. There's one specific point that we need to see in this story. They want to fatten up these Jewish youths who have been brought into exile, and they want to do it via scraps from the king's table. So in Daniel, Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches, chapter 1, sentence 8, Daniel says, no way, I am not eating the food from the king's table, I am not drinking his wine. And so he says to the Sar HaSarisim, he says to the king's agent, I'm not, I don't want to contaminate myself with this food. So Hashem gives Daniel favor in the eyes of the king's agent, and he says, this agent says to Daniel in Pasuk Yud, where again, the first chapter of Daniel, he says, Yarei ani es adoni amelech. He says, listen, I want to help you, but I'm really afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. When you learn Sefer Daniel, you can see why he's afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. He's not somebody you cross and get away with it. So I'm afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. He was the one who set your menu. He's going to see that you're not being fattened up. He's going to see that, in fact, you're in poor condition, and then I am going to lose my head. That's that's his response to Daniel. So Daniel says, listen, I'm going to go. He goes to, actually, he doesn't go to back to him. He goes to another agent in the food chain, so to speak, within the palace. And he says to him, test us, okay? Test me, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, for 10 days. Give us seeds, and we'll eat that, and see whether we look like the other kids or not. If we look, you know, like we're malnourished, so okay, fine, we can't get away with this. But see what happens. And they eat a vegetarian diet, they eat these seeds for 10 days, and they look wonderful, they look great, they look even more well-nourished than the others. This whole discussion in the commentaries as to whether this is a miracle or whether it's a product of a vegetarian diet. Either way, they get away with it, and the king's agent who's bringing them the food gets to take the food home to his family instead and give them seeds. That's the story in Daniel. Now we switch over to Megillas Esther. Esther, Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, chapter 2, sentence 9, where we are told, Vayitenu Elokim es Daniel, I'm sorry, that's wrong one. Hang on one second. There we go. Vatitava nara be'inav vatisaches lefanav. Esther is under the care of a fellow by the name of Hegai, who is Shomer HaNashim. He's supposed to be the one looking after the women who have been brought to Ahasuerosh. Vatitav ha'na'ara be'inav. Esther looked good in his eyes. Vatisach chesed lefanav. He looks on her with favor. Vayivahelas tamrukeh besmanoseh alas esla. And he takes a lot of care. He's very concerned about giving her the best of the cosmetics as well as her manot, her portions, which we know, like we say for Mishloach Manot, we generally assume is going to refer to food. He's giving her good food because he wants her to be well-nourished as part of this whole contest that she's in for the favor of Ahasuerus, and also he gives her Sheva Hane'arot, he gives her the seven girls who are going to take care of her. Vayishaneha ve'esna aroseha letov beis hanashim. And he gave her different things, and different, he also gave different things for her servants, letov beis hanashim, for the best of the house of the women. So she is getting the best that there is to offer. What exactly does that mean? You're giving her the best there is to offer. So if I read it, you know, simply, straightforward, I would say it means that he gave her, I don't know, the best food. That's all. The Gemara in Megillah, though, seizes upon that and offers multiple explanations. Megillah, Yegim Alamed Aleph. Rav says, She'echila ma'achal Yehudi. He gave her Jewish food. Right? Does that mean Borekis? Does it mean Kraplach? Well, what exactly does that mean? Is it Ashkenazi good food? I don't know. Just he gave her Jewish food. The assumption is that it means kosher food. Ushmuel Amar Shachila Kadle de Chaziri. Shmuel says he gave her Kadle de Chaziri, which admits of two different approaches. One approach is the necks of pigs, in other words, treif, or alternatively, Chaziri like Chazeres, lettuce. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zer Onim, and Rabbi Yochanan says seeds, and he refers you to the pasuk in Daniel in which Daniel is given Zer Onim, Daniel is given seeds. So that's where we get this idea that she's eating seeds, would be from that view in the Gemara in Megillah, the view of Rabbi Yochanan, that that she's eating what Daniel ate. So I understand the first view in the Medrash. It's kosher food, it's Jewish food, that is tov, that is the best food. I understand that if you tell me that it's the necks of pigs, that it's about making her better nourished, which was, you know, the way they understood nutrition, and that's consistent with them trying to give Daniel scraps from the king's table to fatten him up also. But why would Latov, giving her the best stuff, mean seeds? Where in the world does that come from? It looks like an attempt to shoehorn Esther into Daniel. Why are we doing that? So one approach to it is intertextuality, something that we talked about earlier in a different context. And that is, there are a lot of parallels between Daniel and Esther, the Jew rising to power in the king's palace in this period of exile. Daniel, the Babylonian exile, Esther, the Persian exile, the two of them involved in saving their kings. Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar has his dreams, and Esther with Bigtan and Teresh. They're both described as Tovei Mar'eh, people of great appearance. They both work for kings who are arrogant. They both work for kings who have sleep issues and anger issues. They're both given royal clothing. There are a lot of connections between Daniel and Esther. And so you could say, okay, so this is another one. What does it mean that he gave her the best food? Well, I know Daniel was given different food. So therefore, I'll read it that Esther was also given this different food, specifically the vegetarian diet. You can read it that way. But I think it's more than that. I think it's also about Daniel meddling. Daniel, we know, survives the Persian conquest of Babel. If you were to look in Daniel chapter 6, the story of the lion's den, that is with a king known as Daryavesh Hamadi, Darius the Mede. Who exactly he was is unclear, but he's definitely post-Babylonian. Daniel chapter 1, sentence 21, says Daniel is around until the first year of King Cyrus. So Rashi, on that sentence in Daniel, says there are two views about when Daniel's power actually ended. Not when his life ended, but when his period of power ended. The first view is it was the time of Cyrus the First. Now, Cyrus the First is Rashi's term. We know him as Cyrus the Second in the Persian records. This is the Cyrus who defeats the Babylonians. And it fits with the Gemara in Megillah, Tezvav Amud Aleph, that says Daniel is actually Hatach because he's removed from power. He is in power until the Persians come in, and then he is removed from power. That's the first view in Rashi. The second view in Rashi is that he is around until the time of Daryavesh, of Darius. And remember, Rashi believes that that's the son of Ahasuerus, so it's certainly after the Purim story. Ah, but the text said in Daniel 1:21 that he's around until year one of Cyrus. That's a whole discussion in the Medrash associating Cyrus and Darius, and I'm not going there right now. But either way, whichever read you have in Rashi, Daniel is still alive and kicking at the time of the Purim story. We also know from Daniel chapter 2, sentence 49, that he elevated Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to power in the Babylonian Empire. Daniel is a bit of a meddler. He is somebody who helps others get going as well. So perhaps our Gemara is suggesting that not just that happened to be that convergent evolution, Daniel ate seeds in the palace and Esther ate seeds in the palace, but rather maybe that Daniel arranged it, or at least that he taught the idea to Esther that she could get away with it. They're trying to fatten her up, and she is going to evade the attempt to feed her treif by eating seeds instead. Entirely possible. And it would also fit with what we said yesterday when we talked about the idea that Daniel gave Mordechai a position at Shar HaMelech, at the king's gate, as a position of power. So Daniel is meddling. Now, last note on this. From this medrash about Esther eating seeds, we get the justification for eating seeds on Purim as a minhag. If you were to look in the Rama, Arachayim Tuf Reish Tzadi Hey, Beis, 695-2, quoting the Kolbo from 13th century, 14th century, Yesh omrim sheyesh lechol ma'achal zer onim b'purim. Some say one should eat seeds on Purim. Zecher lezer onim sha'achal Daniel v'chaverav b'bavel. To remember the seeds that Daniel and his allies ate in Bavel. Some say you should eat seeds on Purim, says the Rama, in order to remember what Daniel did. That's a really interesting thing. He doesn't mention Esther. In fact, the Pri Chadash, classic commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, expresses surprise. Why did you mention Daniel? You didn't mention Esther. Mishnah Brura, in his comment there, says, oh, you know, Esther ate seeds too. Why did the Rama say Daniel? Perhaps because Daniel is a case where we know it actually happened. In other words, the text explicitly describes Daniel doing that. And because Esther's seeds may have been a function of Daniel's influence. So that could be where this comes from. And of course, that becomes Montashen, which we know as Hamintashen, the pockets that were filled with seeds. Although today, many people prefer much more tasty things, in my opinion, than poppy seeds.